Hi, welcome to Whispered Faith. I'm your host, Melissa Aguilar. Our conversations are real, raw, and relatable. Here we're not just talking about religion. We're talking about a revolutionary encounter with the one who breaks every chain and sets captives free, Jesus Christ. Let's get started. Welcome back, everybody. I have received revelation over the weekend, and I want to share it with you. And it was so good. I said, oh my goodness, Jesus. Truth has to be said out there. And this is from someone who came out of New Age, who was a witch. All right, I was into astrology. You guys all know all this stuff. Call myself a psychic medium, energy worker, and worked with the angels. That's what the Lord saved me from. So I've seen both sides of the coin, if you want to call it that. I was in prayer. I was listening to a sermon when I received revelation, and it was so good, because everything from God is good. And I saved it for this podcast. And you call yourself a Christian. That's what this topic is about today. You call yourselves a Christian. You call yourselves a Christian, yet you're still reading the back of a magazine to check your horoscope. You're going on lives on Instagram, on Twitter, on YouTube, wherever it is, to get your zodiac signs right, your sun, moon, and rising. You're worshiping the sun, the moon, and the stars to determine your future, to determine, you put that on you. Your character, your characteristics. My question is, why are you going to witches and warlocks to find out about yourself? Do you not know who you are? And this is why people do these things. You're going to an astrologist, to a warlock. You're going to witches and mediums to find out about somebody else, about somebody else's life, somebody else's intimacy. And you dare call yourself a Christian. Let me tell you something. If you have made that covenant with the devil, he has legal rights to speak into your soul, into your spirit. He has legal rights over you. You have signed a contract. And this is an awareness. This is a wake-up call. If you have ever gotten a reading from a medium, repent. Ask for mercy. Repent. Renounce all covenants, all agreements that you have made with the enemy, and pray for mercy and forgiveness, because you still have those covenants. I suggest that you let the Holy Spirit lead you into prayer, into fasting, into let the Holy Spirit lead you as to how you can break that covenant. That agreement, that acknowledgement that you have done with the enemy. And you call yourself a Christian. Yet, on your bios, you still have your zodiac signs. You gladly have notebooks, pens, t-shirts with your zodiac signs. You are worshiping the sun, the moon, and the stars. You worship the creator, not the created. And you call yourself a Christian. Let me tell you something. This is where revelation came in. People culturally look to certain animals to see what year they were born, and they identify with that. Well, let me tell you something about monkeys. Monkeys, they throw feces. Rats. You guys are very aware of rats. People worship rats culturally. You don't know what I'm talking about. Look it up. There's too many lazy Christians out there. Too many lazy people out there. Look it up the same way you would look up where your favorite singer is going to be in concert. Look it up the way you would look up what your celebrity is doing. Look it up. You have Google, the Blue Bible app. Open up your Bibles and do some research. Too many lazy people out there. They want everything handed to them. They're rats. People worship rats. People call themselves pigs. I want to share something. There's scripture here talking about pigs. Let's go into the Bible. Let's go into Matthew 8, chapter 8, 28 through 34. You can also read Luke chapter 8, 26 through 37. I'm going to read Matthew 8. Read along, King James, or whatever version you're reading. It reads, "And when he was come to the other side, into the country of Gergesenes, there met him two possessed with devils, coming out of the tombs exceeding fierce, so that no man might pass by that way. And behold, they cried out, saying, What have we to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of God? Art thou come hither to torment us before the time? And there was a good way off from them, and herd of many swine feeding." What are swines? Pigs, swine. "And he said unto them, Go. And when they were come out, they went into the herd of swine, and behold, the whole herd of swine ran violently down a steep place into the sea, and perished in the waters. And they that kept them fled, and went their way into the city, and told everything, and what was befallen to the possessed of the devils. And behold, the whole city came out to meet Jesus. And when they saw him, they besought him that he would depart out of their coasts." So go ahead and read the entire chapter of 8 and Luke 8, and you will get the backstory of what's happening. Basically, there was a man and he was possessed, and all these demons recognize that Jesus is the Son of God. And they were like, "Have you come before your time, like, to torment us? Let us go into these swine." Because they're going to be casted into the abyss. He was just going to deliver this man. And they knew where they were going. So they went into the pigs. And the pigs went and drowned themselves into the lake. And you go ahead and identify yourself with the year of the pig, with the year of the monkey, of animals. And let me tell you, the enemy's laughing at you guys. The enemy is rejoicing that you guys are associating yourselves with animals, with pigs. And that's what you're putting yourselves as. In astrology, a ram. Give me a break, a Capricorn. Man made by the devil himself. You're shaking hands with the devil. Gee, this tells me about myself. Oh yeah, that makes sense. Corruption. Corruption. I spoke about this before, how the devil mimics and copies. And we're fools. Fools, that's what we are. And we go ahead into the agreement and worship these things. Fools, blind fools. You don't believe the devil mimics? Look at what he's done to the symbol of the cross. Let me not even go there with the rainbow. You fools. Worshipping the stars, the sun, moon, and rising? Give me a break. And then you call yourself that. You put that on yourself. You dress yourself in that. Why don't you dress yourself in the armor of God? Go ahead and read Ephesians. Ephesians 6. Put the armor of God on. You are lost. You have become blinded and been converted by wickedness. This is all in the Bible. That's the problem. The lack of knowledge. Because we're lazy, or because we haven't heard this before, or choose to ignore it. Let me tell you what the Bible says about the lack of knowledge. Open up your Bible apps, your Bible. Hosea 4:6, I'm reading off of King James Version. "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee, that thou shalt be no priest to me. seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God, I will also forget thy children. Hosea 4:6. Now, let's go into creation. Genesis 1:14 through 16. Excuse me. I want to let you know who created the stars, who created the sun, who created the moon. Genesis 1. It's in the Old Testament, the beginning of the Bible. 14 through 16 reads, "And God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years, and let them be for lights in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth." You hear that? Light upon the earth. That's what the sun's for. "And it was so. And God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day, that's the sun, and the lesser light to rule the night, that is the moon, and that's what it's for. He made the stars also." You see that? Yet the blind are out here worshiping what the devil has created and corrupted and has inverted. Blind fools. Blind fools. And you call yourself a Christian. Keep going to the witch doctors and calling yourself a Christian. Repent of your ways. Ask for forgiveness and go to the Lord. If you're a Christian and have astrology books in your house, throw them away. Don't give them away. Toss them away. If you're a Christian and have zodiac signs on your bio or as part of your name, edit. Take it out. Take it out. If you are following your astrological signs on apps, delete the app. Unfollow anybody who is doing readings on live and who has casted the spells over you, because the enemy has spoken over you through his minions, through his people. They have casted curses upon you, yet you still pay these people. You paid literally for them to cast these curses over you. And now you have those seeds planted in you. Cast the seeds that have spoken against the word of God out of you. Renounce them. Denounce them. Denounce them over your life. I renounce the seeds that I have casted over myself against the word of God, or that have been spoken over me and casted over me and that are against the word of God. I have shared on this podcast many scriptures that talk about what the Lord thinks about mediums, astrologers, astrologists, witches. I'm going to read two more today. Use Google or your Bible app to find more. Isaiah chapter 47. Isaiah chapter 47, 13 through 14. "Thou art wearied in the multitude of thy counsels. Let now the astrologers, the stargazers, the monthly prognosticators stand up and save thee from these things that shall come upon thee. Behold, they shall be as stubble. The fire shall burn them. They shall not deliver themselves from the power of the flame. There shall not be a coal to warm at, nor fire to sit before it." That's Isaiah, the prophet Isaiah, speaking of these things. You're going to go to an astrologer, a stargazer, monthly prognosticators to save you? Let's see when the time comes. I've said it before and I'll say it again. Hold your crystals up to the end of times and ask those crystals to save you. The energy healers, those chanting and drumming, the sound bowls, they will all break. They will all fall before the glory of God, the one and only God, the true God. Go to your astrologist. Go to your astrologer. Go ask them at the end of times to save you. Let them save themselves. Jesus said, "I am the way, I am the truth. I am the light. No one comes to the Father before me." It's in the Bible. Go to another human to save you. See, the devil could save you. The devil wants you in hell with him. The devil doesn't like you. He doesn't love you. He hates you. And you call yourself a Christian. Let's go now to Leviticus 20, 6 through 7. And the soul that turneth after such as have familiar spirits and after wizards to go a whoring after them. You're whoring after them. I will even set my face against that soul and will cut him off from among his people. Sanctify yourselves, therefore, and be ye holy, for I am the Lord your God. I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. John 14, 6. Those are the words that Jesus spoke. And Leviticus 20, 7. I am the Lord, your God. Worship God. Don't worship the created. Stop praying to angels. Stop worshiping numbers. Stop worshiping people who say we live in the matrix. And you call yourselves a Christian. Repent. Pray to the Lord and repent. Ask the Holy Spirit to show you. Ask forgiveness. And turn away from sin. Repentance means not to do it again, to turn the other way. Turn away from sin. We cannot do it alone. Ask God to help us. Ask God for help. Tell him to show you. And you call yourself a Christian. Thank you for tuning in. If you found it enjoyable, please like and subscribe. Remember to spread the good news. Keep faithful, obedient, and joyful. Till next time, God bless.